Please enjoy this Verizon ringback tone while your party is reached.
Start spreading the news. I'm leaving today. I want to be...
Hello.
Hey, is it Tony?
Yeah, it's Tony.
Hey, Tony, it's Sam over at Cardiff. How you doing?
Good, Sam. How you doing?
Hey, not too bad. I just wanted to give you a call, check and see if you got the email that I sent over to you last night.
Yeah, I got all 25 pages.
Yeah, there was a whole lot in there. They included all of the sample pages just to kind of walk you through the whole thing.
Okay, that's good. I had a question for you.
Yeah.
If we wanted to pay this in 30 days or 45 days, is there a problem with doing that?
No, not at all. Give me a second. I want to pull it up and see exactly which program we're in here.
Because I've been a busy morning. I haven't had a chance to read it.
Yeah, okay, hold on. Bear with me here. By the way, you are probably my favorite person to call because of that song that you have as your ringtone.
New York, New York?
Yeah. I love
everybody
it
likes that. Yeah, everybody moans that Frank Sinatra is 183 years ago, but they love his... that song.
Yeah, it never gets old. All right, so I'm pulling it up here. I'll see exactly what you're working with. So typically all of the programs, they have a discount for early payback. So the opposite of a problem, you're actually going to get a discount. It's going to cost you less for it. Now, let me see. Man, there's quite a lot of pages on this one.
So I guess my question, a discount, my question is, I realize that the payoff is $13,900, but let's say in 30 days we pay it off.
Yes.
What would the payoff be?
Okay. Just a second.
Oh, sorry. I just continue to hear that.
So,
my name is Nico. I'm from Bank of Cardiff.
And is there some way that I can figure that out?
Yeah, absolutely. Sorry, I'm just trying to sort through this. Okay. Yeah.
Or you can tell me where it is, where it shows up in the paper. I'm sure it's there somewhere.
Yeah, it is. I'm having trouble finding it right now. I know what's in there. So it's going to be on. It's going to be a section that's labeled prepayment.
Mm-hmm. All right, I can do it. What does it give you, a percentage? Or?
Yeah, it's usually, it's going to be a percentage of the remaining interest balance that's discounted. It can be anywhere from usually 5 to 25%. I know on your particular deal, I don't know the exact percentage on the the prepayment discount, but for this one, you would be eligible for a renewal at 2 months. At that point, the remaining interest balance, if you did a renewal, would be forgiven. So a little different than just paying it off. But if you were looking for more funds 2 months from now, the remaining interest balance on this one, so it would be just about half of the interest. So you're looking at about, I think, like $3,900. So if you got 2 months in and you wanted to renew, you'd be saving probably about a little over $1,500 on the interest. But
okay, I'm going to have to read that because this was a concern of everybody.
Oh, okay. But, so give me an idea of exactly what you guys are planning on here.
Yeah,
is the $10,000 enough and you're going to pay it back early and not need anything else, or would you have a need for more going forward?
Probably we would have a need, but what's going on in here is we're changing our broker-dealer.
Yeah.
The broker-dealer is our back office. And in the change, the new broker-dealer is paying us bonus on making the change of about $105,000. And what we're doing with this is we're advancing that now because we basically have bought an insurance agency. Not property or casualty insurance, but life to complement what we have now, our investment side. And there's some startup costs. And there also were some costs in moving to get all the paperwork done and get it all signed by our clients so they move over with us, which is a lot more than the 10 grand, but we were found ourselves short because we have payroll and other things that we have to do.
Sure.
And what we're doing is we're really just trying to advance this 10 grand, and we think that our bonus will be paid to us probably in about 30 days.
Oh, I see.
And maybe 60 days.
Okay. Okay, so at that point when you get the bonus, are we kind of foreseeing that there won't be any need for any additional funds? You guys will be all set with that transfer?
Probably not, because then we're going to determine what the bonus, we know what the bonus will be based on, but what each individual of the four partners, part of the gross dealer concessions, that bonus was figured on, and then distribute that money to the partners.
Oh, okay.
So we will still have need now and then of some funds to get us over, you know, whatever with the growing pains we're going to have.
Okay. All right, because, and really the reason I ask is because it seems like there's a significant difference on at least the discount that you would receive on a renewal compared to just a prepayment, like an early payment. The way this program is set up, it's kind of like an introductory program with the idea of getting you more in the future. Now, with that, there's a really large discount on that remaining interest balance where it's able to be completely forgiven. Now, it looks like on the just a straight early payoff, if you're looking to do just a one and done and not need anything after that, I believe you're going to get, it's a 5% discount on the interest. But that's a whole lot different than, you know, 100% discount if you do a renewal.
What is a renewal?
Renewal would be like, so if you're doing the 10,000 right now, right, and then you're making your payments for the first 2 months, and you're paying the balance down, you're about halfway through, then we would open you up to the renewal option where we're usually able to get you more the second time around. So if we were able to get you 10 this time, I mean, we'd be looking at maybe 15 or 20 the second time. And then the remaining balance on your loan would be paid off with that. The interest would be completely forgiven. So you'd be skipping out on half of the interest on this first loan to get into the second loan where we would get you, you know, more funds at a lower cost with a longer term. Because at that point, you're an existing customer. You've established the relationship. You show us that you make the payments on time. Now that's a little different than if you were to just pay the loan off and be finished with it. It's a little less of a discount for that.
Okay, so, and correct me if I'm wrong here. If we go 60 days and we pay the loan off, we're going to end up paying back about $13,000 on the $10,000 we borrowed.
Probably about that, yeah.
Okay. Unless we take out more money.
Yes, then in that case, you'd probably be looking at, you know, on the $10,000, that original $10,000 in interest, you'd probably be looking at paying about a little over $1,500 if you were to do a renewal.
And how would we get that credit?
The credit towards the interest?
Yeah.
So at that time, you know, when we're 2 months in, and you go for the renewal, you'll have, you know, so at that time you're going for the renewal, you have your balance on this existing loan, the $10,000, right?
Mm-hmm.
So part of that is your interest cost. That interest cost would just be cleared off, and then the remaining balance of the loan would be paid off with a portion of the new loan that you're getting. So you're not getting charged interest going forward or going backward.
So okay, so if we went 60 days and we're paying at the rate of, I think I saw $96 a day there.
Yes.
So that would, we would have paid back 96, 30 days, about $3,000, say, probably, let's say $5,500 was paid back.
That sounds about right.
Okay, and we said, okay, we need another 10. At that point in time, they would forgive some of the, they would forgive the remaining interest on the first note?
Correct.
And what would be the interest on the new money coming over?
So at this current one, you know, you're paying, I think I have you in at about $13,900 on $10,000?
Yeah, it's 20%, right.
Yeah, so the second time around, it's going to be less than that. So if you were to do another $10,000, you'd probably be looking at maybe in the $12,000 range of what you'd be paying back. That I can't tell you for sure because that can change with the if your credit score changes through that time. But if all things remain equal and, you know, we're just looking at this same kind of an identical file, but you're an existing customer, you'd be looking in around the $12,000 range.
Okay. Which would be about almost half.
Yeah, and actually at that point, at that point you would be eligible for probably more than $10,000 because $10,000 was the top line of what you're eligible for this time. So the second time around, when you're an existing customer, we're usually able to get you more. So because you would be eligible for more, and if you chose to only take the 10, you know, you're taking a lesser amount than what you're fully approved for. It makes it less risky, too. So that's going to help you with the rate.
Okay, my last question is, as I sign these in, I guess I can scan it back to you. You don't need the originals, do you?
Oh, you can scan it.
Okay. How long does it take to get that money transferred over?
So if we get all the signed paperwork back today, there... A lot of times there are a few closing items that I need to gather, but say those are pretty simple and I can, you know, give you a call and you email them over to me today, we can have the funds in your account by tomorrow.
Okay. All right. I'll look over the paperwork and then we'll go from there. If I have any questions, I'll just give you a call.
Okay. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay, Sam.
All right. Thanks a lot, Tony.
Thank you.